Isaiah chapter 59. Indeed, the Lord's Jehovah's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your sins have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, that he will not hear. Because your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with sin, your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perverseness. No one calls for justice, nor does anyone plead for truth. They trust in vanity, and speak lies. They conceive mischief, and bring forth sin. They hatch viper's eggs, and weave the spider's web. He who eats of their eggs dies, and that which is crushed breaks out into a viper. Their webs will not become clothes, neither will they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of sin, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they are quick to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of sin. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they do not know, and there is no judgment in their deeds. They have made for themselves crooked paths. Whoever goes there will not know peace. Therefore judgment is far from us, neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but see obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We all roar like bears, and mourn greatly like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far off from us. Because our sins are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us, because our sins are with us. And as for our sins, we know them. In sinning and lying against the Lord Jehovah, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and speaking from the heart words of falsehood. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice stands afar off, because truth has fallen in the street, and equity, fairness, cannot enter. Yes, truth fails. And he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. And the Lord Jehovah saw it. And it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor, therefore his arm brought salvation to him. And his righteousness sustained him. Because he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the clothes of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay, fury to his adversaries, pay back to his enemies, to the islands he will repay their deeds. So they will fear the name of the Lord Jehovah, from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy will come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah will lift up a standard banner, flag, against him. And the Redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from sin in Jacob, says the Lord Jehovah. As for me, this is my covenant with them. Says the Lord Jehovah. My spirit that is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, will not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your offspring, nor out of the mouth of your offspring's offspring. Says the Lord Jehovah. From this time forth and forever.